Yeah, we're rolling right along here on a Friday morning. In Focus continues here. And our next segment is Riley County Seniors Service Center. And we'll have Director Jamie Ramsey joining us here for the next segment. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning.
It is a pleasure to talk to you once again. I know it's been a while since you guys have had any in-person activities, but as I understand, there's a lot of stuff going on online for seniors.
There is. The transition was kind of caught us by surprise, but I think we've done a wonderful job. All of our fitness classes now are online. They're live, so that you can do advanced strength training, yoga, chair yoga, and then for the folks who really like the chair Tai Chi, there is a link to a YouTube video, so that folks are really liking that. We have found that there are people in Western Kansas and Connecticut that are participating, which is great. So that is one of, you know, that's such a bright spot for folks to have Susan be live and kind of talk to them. But we also are cognizant that we have a group of folks who are not able to participate because they're not online. Hmm. And for those folks, we have been calling them frequently, just touching base, making sure that they're okay, and visiting with them.
You know,
and the other... Go ahead, Brandon.
I just want to say, I jumped on your Facebook page, and there's a video going right now. They're live. Someone's doing strength training. I don't know who that is, but...
That's our instructor, Susan Peterson.
Okay, yep. She's live right now. I got 31 viewers on the live video, so that's cool.
Absolutely. So that should be the advanced strength training that's happening. And and the nice thing is that for many people... They can, if they don't make it at 9:15, they can go back and watch it later on. And so they're really appreciating that option for them. The other thing that's going on is that we are in the process of doing a member survey in anticipation of some point in the future opening the center. And what we're asking them are 5 questions, you know. What concerns do you have about, you know, eating at the center, participating in fitness classes, attending programs, about the facility in general, and what can we do to make them feel safe in coming to the center? And so we're getting a good, you know, we're getting a good response, and some of it is what you would assume. They want to know that there's going to be social distancing, people are going to wear masks, that there be some kind of occupancy limit. So that's going to help the center board and staff to really kind of figure out how we do this and when we do it.
Well, that's great. And that survey is available on your website?
It is. It is. Okay. So I encourage people to go there and to fill that out so that we can meet their needs. I think there are folks who would really like, I think at least in the near future, to keep the exercise online. It's going to be a difficult one because we had fairly large classes. So that's one that we've kind of thought would make more sense to continue to do online. The other thing we're doing is we're partnering with groups to do some online programming. And one of those was Hy-Vee. They did some recipes for what do you have in your pantry that you can make if you're kind of tired of what you have, some creative ideas. And then we will be hopefully moving forward with some other partnerships. So we're moving forward. I would like to just say that our meals program, right now we are doing 120 meals a day. The vast majority of those are home delivered. and we were very fortunate to have some individuals who were younger individuals who were not working at the time to take the place of some of our older drivers. And so we've got a system in place, and they pull up, take their coolers, and go and deliver. So it's an amazing operation.
Yeah. Well, that's great to hear. And, you know, so much of what you guys do is social activity here for these seniors in our community. And I know they'd like to probably get back and have, you know, community get-togethers and meals. But that may be some time yet, huh?
Well, it is. And then if you talk about doing that social distancing, it's not the same as sitting around and sharing. So it's not going to be that kind of same kind of feeling. But I think we'll look at the meals and how we can meet their needs, their concerns, and how to do as close as we can that socialization for them.
Jamie, we have a caller who has a question here or a comment.
Sure.
So we're going to get to them. Good morning. You're on in focus.
Hello. I belong to the center, but I don't go very often. And I was working part-time during, but I quit because of the coronavirus. I exercise at home. I'm very self-motivated. So I found the classes too crowded for me. So I didn't attend. But I am interested in the lectures, and I was wondering why you couldn't do those online. You could just do a speaker, say, from someone from K-State, and you wouldn't need an audience. We could just, you know, observe from our home, and that would be something that wouldn't require too much work on your part. You know, I'm sure the professors can set it up from their office, and then
absolutely,
those who have the capability to do exercise from home would have the same capability of
yeah,
watching a lecture.
Mm-hmm. And some of those individuals that we had signed up for this spring, some of the speakers that we had approached to do that for us, some of them are more comfortable than others. But that is absolutely an option for folks who certainly we can't do the same kind of having a whole bunch of people come in. But that is absolutely an option, and we will reach a lot of people.
Yep.
So that's, yeah, we're along the same line.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
All right, great question there.
It was.
Yeah. And anything else, Jamie, we should know here before we wrap up?
I am writing down there. And again, what I do want to do is encourage people to look at our survey. They can do it on Facebook and on our website. Or if you just want to call down at the center, there's usually there's a staff here every day at 537-4040. And just give me a call, and if you have some ideas and suggestions like this woman had, we'd love to hear them.
And we've just shared that survey on our K-Man Facebook page, so we'll hopefully get you some more responses.
All right.
Well, Jamie, sure appreciate it. Thank you, and stay safe.
You too. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus continuing after this. We're going to get an update from Pottawatomie County on coronavirus. We'll hear from Crystal Malchow's next.